Welcome to the Kicking It With Ray podcast. I'm your host, Rainice, and I'm here to discuss all things reality TV from a black and brown perspective. From dating and marriage to competitions and everyday pop culture, I'll be diving into it all. Thanks so much for tuning in. Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Kicking It With Ray. I'm your host, Rainice, and I'm here this week with my dear friend, Shauna, and we are here to talk about Fantasy Suites Week and what the fuck is happening with Joey and these three women. Shauna, what is your overall...
Hey, everyone. It's nice to be invited back. This is now my second podcast ever. I'm so excited.
I know. I love that you only do my podcast.
I know. I only do her most. But not only that, since the first podcast, she and I have actually met in real life and shared and broke bread and had dinner together.
Yeah, so I was in Oakland.
To me, that was really important. Like now,
I was in Oakland for my aunt's wedding and I got to meet Shauna and my other guest, Mark, who's been on a few times too. I got to meet both of them. So it was really exciting. I love meeting my friends out in real life because we all met on Clubhouse back during the COVID days and now we're real life besties.
There we go.
I love that.
Last night was a complete and utter disaster, in my opinion. Just like so many things I have to say about, but I'll let you start.
Yeah, and Shauna, you were one of the people who like caught me because I didn't even notice that Joey had said I loved you to Kelsey the first time I watched it because I was busy recording something. And then I had to go back and rewatch it and was like, oh my God, he said I love you to two women. He did.
And not only that, I don't know if you caught that. So in the previews leading up to last night, whoever left the note had pink nail polish on.
Yeah.
And at the beginning, when they showed all the different girls on the balcony, all of them had pink nail polish on. It was driving me nuts.
But yeah, it was it was funny because it was definitely all pink, but they were different shades of pink. And like, I love Claire and Emma because they posted like close-ups of all the nails. They did the deep dive to show that the nail polish was slightly different for Rachel and what's her name? Daisy.
Like it was,
it was like a baby pink for Kelsey and the other two was more of like a nude pink. So it was slightly different, but if you weren't like zooming in, it was impossible to tell.
And I was not zooming in, nor was I stopping. I was fast forwarding through, you know, commercials because I start 45 minutes after the episode starts so that I can then be able to at least communicate with you somehow if you're awake or watch your things as I go through each. But
Yeah. And so I knew it wasn't Rachel just based on the skin complexion. So it was really for me between Daisy and Kelsey. And it wasn't until Kelsey had her talk with Leslie that I was like, oh no, it's going to be Kelsey that writes this letter.
I'm really offended and upset that production allowed Leslie to say what she did.
I think they told her to say that, Shauna.
Why on earth would you do that? Why would you have two other people that say are so, I mean, the other two.
You know they like to mess with the
lead. I don't care. That was not fair.
It wasn't fair.
And what she said, she shows, one, that she's not the Golden Bachelorette. Yes. And two, that she is still angry and hurt.
Yeah. So for those of you who maybe didn't watch and just hear because you love me so much, we had amazing cameos by Susan from The Golden Bachelorette, Leslie and Sandra. They were phenomenal. Susan talked to Rachel, Leslie talked to Kelsey, and then Sandra talked to Daisy. And I loved the message that Susan and Sandra both had. They were both like, girl, you gotta love yourself. You gotta just enjoy the experience. Don't worry about the other women. Just like go forth in love because you deserve the best. And if he's the best, then that's what you'll get. But like, they weren't pessimistic at all. And then we had Leslie.
And Kathy encouraged her to basically hump.
You mean Susan?
Sorry. Susan basically encouraged her to hump.
Yeah, she was like, fuck him, girl. No, she didn't say that. She did.
She's like, get up. And in one of the things, before she got hurt, she did. She sort of stopped and grabbed him and just kissed him out of nowhere. And I was like, Oh my God, like she really took the advice to heart. And the same thing with Daisy. Like Daisy really, Sandra was a little bit more reserved in some of her advice, but letting down her guard and, making sure that Joey knew how Daisy felt. And, Daisy really took that information to heart. And then we had the shit show where this woman, Leslie, just ruined it.
And I love Leslie. I have spoken with her a few times. I absolutely adore her. She reminds me a lot of my mom. But I definitely feel like the producers encouraged her to share her experience and to tell her, like, well, be careful, because they always do this. They always mess with the lead in a way. I remember Colton saying that he like purposely lied about Cassie being his lead, because when he originally thought that Hannah was his lead, they fucked with her and did something to like make her insecure. So he was like, oh, I'm not gonna tell them who my lead is then. So I kind of feel like they knew Kelsey was in the lead. They sent Leslie in and they were like, she's in the lead. She's like neck and neck. So just make sure she's like guarded. And Leslie, I don't think this was malicious at all. I don't think that anybody except for the producers, we're like going into this thinking we're gonna fuck with her. I think she legit thought she was helping out.
And I disagree because I don't know how you can, when you're telling, she's telling her that, Kelsey's saying, I haven't told him I love him. And, but, after my family and whatever. And then you've got Leslie just saying all of these things. It really bothered me. I think that the production, if this is production's fault, the production went overboard because they intentionally hurt somebody, and they also potentially ruined a relationship, which we will find out about. And if that's the case, then they all should be fired because, as we know, this is all new production. Remember, we've got new production. So
Well, I always
I kind of
blame
think she was.
production for everything.
I know you do. I know
I am
you
a
do.
team reality star. They do nothing wrong. It's always production.
I know. You ground me in that way, which I really appreciate. But I just think some of the stuff she was saying, and you could see it in her eyes and in her face, that she really, like, it's one thing to say, guard your heart. It's an, but it's another thing to like put doubt in your mind because of the other two women.
And
And
I
she had, and she said that she had, like, when she woke up, she had the best date, and then it wasn't until she got home or whatever place she went to, whatever room she was in, that all that stuff that was said to her started going into her brain and she started doubting it. I mean, they had a phenomenal date.
Like, Kelsey is the only one who we saw with him making breakfast in the morning. Like, that was the cutest scene I've ever seen in my entire life. He was burning the bacon, or she, I think one of them burned the bacon, and he was like, oh, that's mine.
Him.
I'll eat that. I'll eat that. Like, they just had a great time. It was so good seeing them together. So if she, I am blown that they made this a cliffhanger. I was not expecting that. The Bachelor rarely surprises me. I was literally like, wait, what? I literally screamed, wait, what? When they ended it on that cliffhanger, because I was not expecting that. And I know you and I disagree on what's going to happen for the Women Tell All. Shauna is thinks that they're not going to show the conclusion till the end of the Women Tell All. And I think they're going to show it at the beginning so that we can know who the third place person is, so that the third place person can come to the Women Tell All. That's my hope and my prayer, because I really want to see the third place person.
And I disagree because something happens at the end, and I that devastates him, and he says he doesn't see that coming. And that's why I just think that we're going to see it at the end of Women Tell All, and that there's going to be something that goes on at after the final rose. That's
And my argument is that because we saw him at a final rose ceremony, there has to be a second rose. There has to be a pre-final rose
not
ceremony.
if somebody leaves.
They still
If
have to
he
have the
leaves.
rose, but they still do a rose ceremony. Even if somebody leaves, they still do a rose ceremony to tell them, like, so and so is gone. Like with Charity Season, Erin had left, and she still did a rose ceremony. Was it Aaron? I might have been somebody else.
It
I'm getting
was
married.
Aaron, and then he came back.
Yeah, then Aaron came back. So, but something had happened where the guys showed up and were like, so and so is not here. So I don't remember the exact order of events or who it was, but yes, that has happened in the past. There's still always something that finalizes us moving on. Even if we see him going to each woman individually and saying so and so left. So we're just going to move forward with the finale. So that's why I'm like, we have seen that finale scene. We know that we get a quote unquote traditional finale. That means that there has to be a third place person at some way.
But see, and my argument to that is yes, we see him at on a platform with the final rose. How do we not know there's three people still?
Yeah, that's true. I can't imagine
I
him getting
know you
it.
don't want to
I
believe me, and I
can't.
know
I
you
just
want to
can't.
stick
I mean,
to.
that would be different. We've never seen a finale with three people before, so it would be different.
And also, I don't know, just the way he's like. And again, we have to be careful with the promos because the promo with Maria and her dad or her dad, and we all thought that he was going to kill Joey and end up liking Joey.
Right. And
You
I'm gullible. I'm gullible as fuck. I will tell you that I'm always fooled by the promos. So for all I know, nothing dramatic happens and I'm just an
No,
idiot.
something does happen. We know that because that's been talked about all along.
Yeah.
And there, I mean, when he says, "I didn't see that coming," and he starts to unmic and whatever, something happened. So either somebody didn't show up or somebody said no to him.
Yeah,
He
I
was
have no
hoping, I
idea.
mean,
I'm avoiding spoilers, but
so am I. I'm just saying there's so much, and that's why I think we disagree, and we're just
yeah.
gonna have to figure it. We're just gonna have to wait till next Monday.
Let me just say, I'm gonna be mad as fuck if the third place person is not at Women Tell All. So I'm just putting that
Oh,
out there.
wasn't there a three person after the rose?
There has been, yeah, in the times where we had an
Wasn't that
unpredictable.
one with Aaron? The so
But it, no, Aaron was at the Men Tell All though. So Aaron came to the Men
okay.
Tell All, but he also had a moment in the after the final rose. It was a small moment though, because I think he came back after the Men Tell All. It was something weird. I don't remember all the details, but the only times where we have really had a Women Tell All or Men Tell All where the third place person wasn't there was when it was a non-traditional ending. I say Men Tell All, but I can't think of an actual Men Tell All where the third place person wasn't there. In recent history, though, Clayton season, because it was botched, and Colton season, both of those were botched at the Fantasy Suites. So we did not have a traditional ending. Therefore, the third place person wasn't at the tell all because they had to, their story wasn't complete. So it has
Right. And
that.
that's why I don't know. I just
Yeah,
think
that's why
that
you're
it's
leaning
going
towards them not showing it. And that's why I'm leaning towards them showing it because I know we do get a traditional final rose ceremony. It's just going to depend on if they decide to do a three person ceremony, I guess. I don't know. Anything could happen. I would love to see something new. I love when they switch stuff up, so I'm game for whatever. Just give me the shit. Give me the fucking
I
stuff.
know. Tell us now. Like, let's have a two-night special. I don't know. Like, I don't want to wait another week after that either. But
So excited.
the thing though is if they do show it first and then do after the and do the Women Tell All, everything is going to be centered on whoever that third person is, and we're not going to from the previews. I mean, we see Maria getting into with people. We see all sorts of stuff. So, I would like to focus on all of the different women like Jess and how hurt she is and how is she still hurt and all that stuff, and not just focus on whoever. But I guess we'll wait and
But
see.
that's how it's always been. They've always had to carve out a segment for the third place person. So I
Yeah, but
agree
we
that like
know a week in advance who that person is.
not always, because remember for Rachel and Gabby season, we saw Avon's hometown at the top of the Men Tell All, and then Avon came to the Men Tell All. So they do that. They've done that a few times where they show who goes home and then they bring them out. That's why I'm saying like they have done this before where they show at the top of the women of the tell all, they will show the end of whatever happened last week and then that person comes out. They've done this a few times.
Yeah, no, they have. It's just not been. I mean, unless they're going to clip this conversation, which
Yeah, well,
they
that's
have,
Sylvie.
and if and do a rose ceremony, we're talking about, 15, 20 minutes
Yeah, that's where
into,
that's
and
why
that's a
I'm gonna
big
believe
chunk.
you a little bit. That's why I kind of am like, oh, she might be right. Because like if the rumors are right, this conversation it's like that, but that's my issue. It's like I kind of know some rumors. And I'm like, I don't understand what could possibly happen. I don't understand how we get to a rose ceremony from here and then get to the tell-all. So yes, I am very confused.
Unless have we looked and or did you look and see, is it a 3 hour or is it only a
Oh, I
two
did.
hour?
You know what? I didn't look, Shauna. Maybe it is a 3 hour.
Trusty phone.
Yeah, all
Google.
I know is that I want all of the tea. I want to know everything that's going down.
Tell
While
all.
you look that up, though, just to quickly backtrack, we've kind of talked about how it ended, but how it began. We started with Rachel having her time first, and according to Bachelor data and the stats, the per person who we see first never wins. So that kind of to me set the tone of like Rachel unfortunately is not going to win. I love Rachel. I think that their date was the most like authentic. It just felt very like real, and they're both nervous and scared. Of course, Rachel gets hurt on the date. Something always happens to Rachel every time she's with Joey. So they're jumping off of not cliffs, but like some type of man-made structure that they're jumping off of and into the like secluded lagoon. And of course Rachel gets hurt. Something happened to her jaw. She's trying to play it off because she doesn't want to like ruin the time they have together. But Joey's like, no, girl, are you hurt? Like, you can't even open your mouth. He is like, no, tell me that you're hurt. So she finally admits that she's hurt. They have the on-set medical come check her out. They don't have to go to the emergency room, and they have a lot of cute moments just hanging out with her, getting checked. She ends up being okay. They're able to spend the night together. It's really adorable. Joey really enjoys his time with her, but you can just feel that it's not romantic. It feels very friendly. It feels very much like a comfort situation. What do you think, Shauna?
I thought that, but she really came out of her shell and she really leaned in on him and she leaned on the advice she was given from the Golden Bachelorette.
Yes.
I think that she really surprised him. And I think that the way that they, went to the hospital, they showed all of that. He was very caring. And then that night, she was fine and she did the whole thing with her jaw movement and made him laugh. I don't know. I thought they took it to a different step, but I think, I mean, he has said he really likes her, enjoys her, is attracted to her, et cetera. But I don't think he, watching them on TV, I just don't see the connection there the way he has with the other two.
Yeah, I feel like they have such a like old soul connection. Like we were lovers in a past life, and now we're just content in this comfortability. It feels like she brings the Hawaii out of him that he loved. The reason why he loved living there was because of people and feeling like how Rachel makes him feel.
So according, it's a regularly scheduled 2 hour, and the format is women tell all, and then we find out what happens.
I don't like that at all.
And that's on ABC. That's not a spoiler, but just that's what they.
Read it to me. Read exactly what it says.
After, it all comes down to this. After an emotional week of fantasy suites in Tulum, Mexico, Joey is getting ready to hand out his final rose. Before that, the women of season 28 are reuniting for Women Tell All, where your favorites will return to the screen to see Joey again for the first time. Lexi will reveal if she feels like she made the right decision by breaking up with Joey early on, and Jen will share if she's still heartbroken after getting sent home. Maria will also be back to discuss the drama between her, Sydney, Medina, Leah, and Jess. You won't want to miss it. Then we find out what the cryptic note from Kelsey A was as we continue watching his journey to find love.
That doesn't say that we won't
then
also meet the third
it says
place.
Then, no, it talks about what we're going to see. And then it says, then
Donna!
We find out. Okay, I'm fine. I'm good. I'll be quiet. Again. I'm telling you. This is the argument. Just so y'all know, this is the argument over text that we had last night. She is, Renice is texting me, no, 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 and telling me why I'm wrong.
This is why I'm upset. Because if whether whoever it is needs to have their moment to shine, either the third place person needs their moment to shine to put in their like campaign pitch for Bachelorette. So whoever it is, if they don't get that moment, that means it gets transferred to the after the final rose. And I hate it when the after the final rose focuses more time on the breakups than the actual couple who won. That's going to piss me off. But
it also looks like, if we are a preview person, which we both said we are, there may not be.
I'm confusion. You're who knows?
I mean, it could be a Colton situation where there was no.
Yeah. Oh God. I hope not. I don't want that for Joey. But anyway, all right. So who knows what's going to happen next week? Back to this week. So Rachel and Joey have an adorable date. We don't really see them interact much in the morning after. But Rachel is like definitely in love. She expresses her feelings. Joey does not say it back. Then we move on to Kelsey. And this is where we see her interacting with Leslie. Leslie is like, guard your heart, guard your loins. Like, she is definitely like,
guard everything and don't. No, and the thing that got me the most was when she said, and don't get your hopes up.
Yes. She said, I was in your position before and I thought I had it in the bag, and here I am, not married. And I was just like, oh no, oh no. I literally was like, ah.
I cringed. I cringed. And that's the problem. Thankfully, Kelsey went into that date.
She went into it well. She didn't seem to be listening to Leslie going into it, but I feel like Leslie's thoughts came back to her afterwards. Yeah.
I mean, because they had such a cute time together, and you know, he said it to her and she said it to him, and she opened up and she talked about her family and who knows what they did in there. But
they both said, I love you. They said it, like, she said, I love you first. And then his words at first, I didn't think he was about to say it back, but then he did say it back. And you called me out on this, because I didn't catch it the first time. And then when I rewatched it, I was like, he's not saying it. What are they talking about? And he did say it. So thank you to everybody who messaged me like, no, he said it to both of them, because I did not hear it the first time.
But not only that, it really showed them. And they talked about it.
Yeah.
They're in their little sidebar interviews over the bacon, where they could see themselves and how life would be with each other.
Yeah.
I mean, he said it over and over in that he could see being married to her and what married life would be like with her and her family. And, I mean, there was just so many things that were said, and she also said it. And then she went back to her room. And got into her head.
Yeah. And so Kelsey is the one who ends up writing him the note. That whole thing is playing out while he goes on the date with Daisy. Daisy does meet with Sandra. And I said this on my story. Sandra's dress, I have that exact same dress.
No.
Exact same dress. I was trying to find a picture of me in it, but because it's kind of see-through, so I don't, like, the pictures that I took, like, you can see, like, my nipples, so I didn't post any.
How come we couldn't see Sandra? Oh, I guess
she's very high-chested. Well, if you notice, it's also kind of dark, like, the lighting wasn't that bright. When I wore it, we were in... where were we? St. Martin, I think. And the sun was bright. The picture was just.
Oh, that's
bright.
Right. It was raining when they met.
It was raining. It was overcast.
It was raining and it was overcast and they were under. Okay. So that makes sense. But I didn't catch that.
And I will say, because I think I bought this dress before I had the breast reduction. So everything just kind of like stretched more on me. So it probably was just stretched a lot thinner on me. And she probably was able to get a size that, like, you know, didn't stretch as much. But yeah, I couldn't find a picture of me in it. And I went to go look. I'm like, do I still have it? I probably still have it somewhere. But girl, I have so many clothes. So, but yeah, I saw that dress and I was like, okay. I love it.
I thought though she was a little bit more reserved than the other two as far as connecting with Daisy. I don't know if she felt uncomfortable or I'm talking about Sandra, or maybe it was Daisy's energy, because Daisy was like, at one point, the Golden Bachelorette, I think her name is Sandra or something like that.
I feel like it was Daisy. I'm not really liking Daisy. Not like any shade towards Daisy. I think she's a sweet girl. But something about her just feels very un-girl's girl. She's not I don't feel like she's a girl's girl in terms of like meeting new people.
Something. I don't know. I think that she... I think no, because we met her friends on her hometown. Her
friends that she's known forever. I'm talking about meeting.
I think she's really reserved and scared about her cochlear implant. And I think that is how she reacts. I mean, remember on her hometown, it's the first time she heard her brother sound like her brother.
Yeah.
And she was afraid with the background noise she wouldn't hear.
Yeah.
I don't want to say I don't know. It just was not a comfortable.
It wasn't comfortable at all. And I.
But also, Sandra didn't get very far. Sandra didn't get to fantasies.
I mean, that's true. And I kind of did wonder, like, I love Sandra, so I'm glad they picked her. But I was kind of like, she didn't get as far as, like, Kathy or, what was the other one who made it to third place?
Faith,
yeah. So I kind of was shocked that it wasn't Faith. Because didn't Susan make it to fourth place? Yeah, so I kind of was shocked that Faith wasn't there as like the top four people.
Well, that's because we know where Faith is going to be.
I think you're right. I think Faith is going to be the...
I've been saying it all along now. I just as a disclaimer to all of you, I do not do spoilers. I have not read anything. I don't know if that's true or not. I've just always believed that Faith would be the best for the Bachelorette, especially because... Even though they usually pick number two or number three, like in Joey's case, that he was the runner up. Mm-hmm. Leslie is obviously, as seen last night, is in no condition to be in anything.
Yeah, I think Leslie's still upset about what the Bachelor said to her. And I agree. I don't blame her. She lied. So whatever.
And again, we can say the same thing. Well, you know, about what happened last night, because Joey did the same thing. He told the same things to Daisy that he said to Kelsey, and vice versa.
Yeah.
Instead of breakfast, we saw them having coffee and snuggling in bed and not wanting to leave. So I don't know. There was a time when they were not supposed to do that. Was against the rules.
Ben Higgins broke the rules, and the way that the drama broke, like, exploded, I think that now they encourage this type of bullshit, because it's been happening ever since Ben Higgins' season.
Oh my God. No.
I don't want to make it seem like I think the leads are lying or doing this for ratings. I think that they are really falling in love with different people, and I don't think there's anything necessarily wrong with that. But there is an issue when now, how do you, because like Kelsey's whole thing was, if you're in love with two of us, don't pick me, is basically what she said before, is like, if it's not clear that it's me, don't pick me. You have to be 100% sure that it's me. And so
isn't that what the next phase is for? Is when she meets his when the women meet his family and they see how they all interact. You know, I mean,
we'll see what happens. Cause again, we don't know who survives this whole note situation. We don't know. despite the like pretend spoilers that I may have seen.
Did we really need 8 minutes of elevator video.
That was hilarious. No, I thought that was genius. I'm sorry, but I thought like but taking
it shows the time frame, right?
Yeah.
So and she goes and knocks. Is it two? It's at like 2 o'clock, and then she doesn't put the note up there until it's 20. So it's 8 o'clock, right? Yeah, 8 o'clock. So what the hell was she doing between 2 and 8?
Yeah, I don't
And she
know.
knocked again. And where was he? I would like to know
I
where
think
he
was on
was
his.
This whole
I think
time.
he was on his date with Daisy.
No, because he leaves Daisy in the morning,
I
and we
don't think
see
that's
him
real.
coming back in from the camera. From the timestamp on the elevator cameras.
I don't know if that's true. And also there's a day in between the each
Well, I
overnight.
would hope so.
Yeah. You gotta watch the vagina off of your penis. So. But so
yes, there's that too. Yeah.
In that day, he does like filming and stuff. So, you know, shots around. I actually, you know what we should do? We should go back and rewind to see if what he's wearing in the elevator video is what he's wearing in any of his like interviews, because maybe that's what he was doing. But I feel like he had just left Daisy or Rachel, because again, we don't know what order they filmed these in. So he had just left one date.
Oh,
And
we don't think that it goes the order that they show us?
It is rarely ever shown in the order that it's filmed.
Really?
Rarely. The times where I know that it was kind of at least shown were when there were issues. Like, so with Luke on Hannah Brown season, when Luke is like, I wouldn't want you if you slept with any other men. She's like, well, I had sex in the windmill. So obviously we know Peter's date was filmed before his. We know she didn't sleep with Tyler. But so I don't know if Tyler's date was filmed before or after. Based on her general energy, I feel like Tyler's date was filmed before before Luke's. So we know in that case, Luke's was not filmed first. I also know on the Peter season, because they were trying to set Maddie off, they filmed hers last because they wanted him to like have slept with other women first. And then, of course, with Clayton season, when Susie is like, I wouldn't be comfortable if he slept with the women, he had already slept with both of them. It was like,
I don't even, I still, that whole, Rachel, everybody's crying, they're in stairwells separately, but the echoing, yeah, that, I don't ever want a repeat of Clayton. Please, God, it. Bachelor Nation, Bachelor producers, do not do that to us this season.
Yes.
Please. If I have 3 crying women on my surround sound on Monday night, I will lose it. Not Monday, next Monday.
Agreed.
The 25th. Agreed. I'll lose it.
So then here's the question. Do you think that Joey had sex with anybody?
Yes.
Who do you think he had sex with? Just is the one he wants to pick, or 2 of them, or what do you think?
Definitely 2. I actually think he had sex with all of them.
So I
unless feel like, unless he didn't have sex with Kelsey, which is why she's in her head, but that wouldn't make sense because of all the stuff.
This is what I was gonna say. I don't think he had sex with any of them, and I think that's
what?
I think that's why Kelsey's in her head. I think the reason why he sent home Maria is because he didn't think he could resist sleeping with her, because that's like you know, he had a boner every time they were together.
Yeah, but he's not religious.
No, he's not, but I think he's emotionally intelligent, having 2 sisters, and you know that like sleeping with these women will send a message that he might not be ready to send.
About himself, okay, because we know that he was intimate with Charity.
You think so?
I thought that all came out.
Oh, if it did, I didn't see that. I did not see that at all. I don't think Charity was intimate with him.
Well, when I say intimate, so there's a difference between intimate and having sexual intercourse. So
true. What did you hear? Because I don't think I heard this.
I thought they were intimate. I thought that they, you know, touched.
I mean, I'm not shading anybody who does. I think that like part of knowing who you're gonna choose, I think you have to have sex. So I don't shame anybody who sleeps with 2 people, because especially if you're like torn between these 2 people, you got to test it to see if you're making the right choice. But I just know the kind of girl Charity is, raised in Columbus, Georgia. I can very much see her not caring about that and being like, Dalton is my choice. I'm not going to sleep with anybody else. So I personally don't feel like Charity slept with him. And
okay, but the other girls have. We know they have.
I know a lot of people have. Rachel slept. Rachel won't say anything. So that to me is like, well, you slept with two people.
it was Caitlin's season when who is it that came out? And
Caitlin slept with Nick before they even got to Fantasy Suites. So we know a lot of people have, and like, there's no shade. I'm sex positive here. Fuck everyone. I'm good.
Exactly. And I'm right there with you. Mm-hmm. I think there was sexual intimacy. I think definitely with the final two, I think he had something with Rachel. It may have been more delicate because he was afraid of hurting her jaw or whatever, but I still think based on what she came out wearing, there was mm-hmm. some sexual intimacy there. They did a full screenshot, not just a half up, and that was some lacy see-through.
And well, you know, so Rachel said on her season with Nick Viall, she had bought some like sexy lingerie to wear on their date. They didn't sleep together. So I would not be surprised either way, but I just feel like Kelsey's lack of confidence to me screams we didn't have sex.
Yeah, I mean, but yet they were so perfectly attuned.
They could have made out all night. They could have like heavy petted, been cuddled, and just had all the talked about all the things and felt really good about it. Because remember, that's the first time that they're alone. So even if you don't have sex, you're going to talk about things where you're now like, yes, we're in this on the same page. We both vote the same. We do this. Everything is in sync. Now I feel comfortable. So I just am like,
do we think he did anything with Daisy?
I don't know. I'm torn. I'm very torn on it because to me, Joey is so emotionally intelligent and doesn't seem to be leading with his dick. Like I think that's why he sent Maria home. I think he sent Maria home because he knew that it was just sexual and that's not what he's looking for. So to me, Joey gives off the kind of guy who wouldn't want to have sex until she was the one.
Right, he told two of them they were the one. Well, not just by saying,
I love you. He didn't necessarily
he did though in his
point. Yeah, yeah, you're right.
He did say in his interviews or whatever they're called, when they flash off, you know, they're in the kitchen and then there's Joey talking, you know, I could see my life with her. And then heard him say the same thing about Daisy.
Yeah. About so maybe he did sleep with Daisy.
And about Daisy's family. So
maybe he did sleep with Daisy. And also he was a lot quicker to respond to Daisy with the I love you. So maybe he did tell, maybe he did sleep with Daisy.
Actually, he wasn't. Because remember, he wanted to tell her that he said it properly. Because when she said it, he said, I feel the same. And so
is that he was quicker to say it because he did say, I feel the same on their hometowns, which was a clue. And then this time when she said it, he immediately said, he immediately responded back. With Kelsey, it wasn't a necessarily immediate response. He said something else first that led into, and I am falling in love with you as well. So it was slightly different. It was slightly more hesitant with Kelsey than it was with Daisy. That's not to say that I think Daisy wins. I just think that he feels more confident with Daisy at this point. I also listened to the Rosecast podcast, which is two guys who analyzed Daisy's comments to her friends during Hometowns last week, where she says, like, even if it's not me and Joey in the end, I feel so much more confident. I know that I can date and blah, blah, blah. And they were like, she's giving him permission to break up with him, which is not what you want to hear if you are looking for the love of your life. You want someone who's like, no, it is me and him in the end. It is like, we are going to make it. I will die without him by my side. And for her to be like, even if it's not us, I'm okay. Cause I now know myself better. So they were kind of speculating that comment and her being like, giving him permission to break up with her is going to be what ends them.
But that comment wasn't said when he was there.
Yes, it was. It was. She said it to her friends.
While he was standing there?
Yeah, it was when they met him at the Christmas farm.
Right. I thought that she kind of, he was playing with the kids.
He was
was
there.
right there.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow. I don't know. Something about the way she broke down her barriers and the way they were. And I don't know. There's just something. They also talked about moving.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the only one he talked. Daisy's the only one he talked to about moving, you know, because she doesn't live by the
Oh, no,
water.
he talked to Kelsey about it too, because they talked to Kelsey. They were on the boat, and she said, like, she lives in New Orleans, but she loves this tropical life. She's like, I could see myself living by the beach. She's like, and he said, I really loved New Orleans. I could see myself living down there.
Right, but that's just kind of banter. Him and Daisy actually talked about moving. Would she be willing to move? Because what's he going to do in Minnesota?
Right.
Well, he's the tennis pro or whatever else he's.
I'm sure there's a country club somewhere.
There's plenty of them, and there's plenty of lakes in Minnesota, but.
You know, that whole the whole concept of at this point, the whole concept of like people having to move for their careers is like, y'all are going to be influencers. So what does it matter? You can live anywhere. Y'all, everybody move to San Diego or New York and just be influencers. Daisy has already written a book and she's already like on her influencer game. So she can live anywhere. This whole concept of moving is like, I feel like for Daisy, she can't, she, I feel like Daisy's going to have a harder time leaving her support system than Kelsey would.
I 100% agree. I mean, her support system is what got her through.
This is what kept her alive, literally.
Yeah, literally. And yeah, she wrote a book, but she wrote a book before this based on the.
Kind of. Yeah, she had started writing it. It just got published during this time, but.
You mean a publisher picked it up?
Yeah. But, you know, the rumors about Daisy is that her family is Trumpers.
Well, that doesn't surprise me in the least. She lives in Minnesota on a Christmas. She used to get none of that surprises me.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
I mean, but we don't know what Joey is, do we?
Well, yes, we do. He went to the White House and met with Kamala, and you know, he was very supportive of the Democratic office. So
I didn't know that. Okay.
Oh yeah, on Valentine's Day, he there was a whole video on BachelorABC.com where he's with Kamala and Joe Biden, and I'm not sorry, Biden was not there. It was Kamala and her husband, and then
Doug.
He met the press secretary, and there was like two different videos. And
Wait a minute, I did see that, and I didn't understand what he was doing there.
And, listen, I don't understand what he was doing there. I have never.
And then who was it? But there was somebody.
That.
There was somebody also from Bachelor who was at their Hanukkah party.
Oh, I didn't see that.
But I can't remember. I don't know if it was this season or not, but there was somebody there. I'm trying to think who's Jewish. That maybe it was the Mesniks.
Maybe.
I don't know. I remember that. And I'm just like, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. But I just know in the history of this show, we have never seen a politician get involved with this show at all. And I thought this was an interesting time and choice for them to make, for him to get involved. But I strongly believe if Joey was not Democratic and did not vote this way, that he would not have been okay with doing this.
Agreed.
I don't
Totally
think he would
agreed.
Have done it. He, you know, he
but
also.
Wait a minute. When was this filmed? This wasn't filmed
It was
during.
Well, it was aired during Valentine's Day. So I don't know when they filmed it, but it was
aired.
Valentine's
That's
Day
what I'm
special.
saying. It was aired on. No, he went. It was Valentine's Day.
I don't know when he went. It was a Valentine's Day commercial. So I don't know when he went. But like we see the vice president's husband asking her if she'll accept this rose. So
Yes,
it's,
I remember that.
yeah, it was a whole thing and it came out on Valentine's Day. So I don't, again, I don't know when it filmed. It could have filmed at any time, but that's when it aired. So it was a choice. ABC doesn't typically lean Democratic. So I don't know. It was interesting.
I found that. No, I do remember seeing that and I found it very interesting. But you know, I do know her and personally, and I have for a very, 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 very long time. You know, if you watch the State of the Union, And when he came in, he blew her a kiss and she caught it, and like they panned back and forth on this whole little language thing that they had that they talk. So I mean, you see a true love story between them, no matter what you feel politics wise, that you don't see currently with other things. So it was kind of cute that they did her, that as a Valentine commercial, but
But
I
that's
just
what I'm saying is like we've never seen any other lead get involved with anything going on in politics. So
Yeah.
I thought that was an interesting message. And
Yeah,
it
but
didn't
you also thought the fact that Jesse spoke with a French slash Canadian accent, that that meant that Maria was going to be the next Bachelorette. And I was like, no, he
No,
was
I
being
no, that
funny.
wasn't it. It wasn't that. It was because he did the batch like apply to be the on the next episode of the next season of The Bachelorette. He said he gave some Canadian cue.
Terms.
It wasn't the him using French. He speaks French every season, but it was the specific like
He
Canadian.
used the A and the way he said.
And let me just tell you that in my post, Maria responded to me and was like, "Oh my God, send me the commercial. I didn't see that." So she also thought it
Well, having been born in Canada and, have parents that speak that way, I didn't, I thought it was just him trying to be Jesse and get more people to like him.
it probably
Because
was.
since then, no, but since then and before that, he was still making puns based on the episodes when,
Yeah. So, and that's the thing. He does make puns on every single one. And even like, and ABC commercialing is also funny because at the end of Daisy's Hometown, they played the Daisy brand cottage cheese and sour cream commercial. So
exactly.
it could be just marketing is finally picking up on what's happening in the world. And so who knows? But I did want to point say two things kind of related. Joey does have a dad who identifies as gay, and most, I would say 90% of gay people tend to vote Democratic. Anybody who is for gay rights is for, fair treatment of anyone despite what they identify as, typically is liberal. So that's why I've always been like, yeah, Joey probably leans more liberal. But have you noticed that they have like really been cutting out any real mention of Joey's dad from even from charity season? Like we met him briefly, but there was no, like besides him telling us that his dad was gay, we didn't talk, we didn't get to know his dad,
It
we didn't
hasn't been brought up this
hasn't
season
been brought up
at
at all.
all.
I'm hoping, and even the preview for when we meet the family, all we see is his mom, we don't see his dad. So I'm like,
He's always talked about how close he is with his mother.
yes, he is, but I mean, he's close with his dad too. He did talk about like going to therapy and having that like close. They've all of them seem to have a close relationship. So it's just interesting to me that ABC seems to really be shying away from it. So it's almost like they're like, okay, we're gonna lean a little bit liberal, but not too much.
Or Joey's dad does not want to be used as a pawn.
And that would be smart of him, to be honest. Like, don't listen to me, Joey's dad. You're probably smarter.
Well,
Like,
but also, like,
don't be the
why,
token gay.
he's gay and his partner and bringing all of that in. And,
Yeah.
that's
It'd
just
be a lot.
something that they may not want to do. I mean, there have been several times when parents haven't been, or, not both parents have been there. Or couldn't be there, or because of divorce, weren't there. So I
Yeah.
guess we'll see. I mean,
Yeah. Anything is possible. Who knows? I just
we're
thought
gonna
it
see a lot
was
more of his family for sure, because he's bringing women home,
yeah. Well,
or
they're coming to
to the
them. They're gonna
villa,
they're coming to Tulum,
right,
whatever.
to the rental house.
Yeah.
We're
Which
gonna see
I by the way,
more.
I love that they do this now. I love that they fly the Leeds family out to wherever tropical place they are, because they deserve a vacation as well.
But I also think that we're getting, we only see 20 minutes, but they spend the whole freaking day together,
Yeah.
and he's not having to fly all over. They
Exactly,
have to fly.
exactly.
Isn't it? They
They all
actually
come
get.
there and the families are there for like a week because they have one day with each of the final two, and then they're still like filming interviews and stuff. So they're there for a few days. maybe not a full 7 day week, maybe
Well,
just
and some
four
of
or
them have
five
been,
days.
and some of them have been there for the engagement.
So I feel like this is much better than like going to their home and stuff. So I love it. But yeah, so anyway, that is pretty much what happened this week. Next week is the Women Tell All, which is my favorite episode of every season. I love the Tell All so much. I hope that we get some real behind the scenes stuff. I don't know if we've talked about this specifically, but you know, I feel very strongly that a lot of Maria's more annoying things were cut out of editing.
Oh dear God, no, they couldn't have added any more. I mean, she got into fights with four girls.
Right, but they edited out all of what she did. That's why people are so Team Maria, because we never saw what sparked all these women hating her. All we saw a
Well,
few things.
we saw two, but on the two in one, I will say this, on the two in one date, and hopefully it's Sydney, right? But
Yeah.
she did okay. So, from the previews, hopefully Sydney goes in more because in the two and one, you hear Sydney saying she's this, she's that, but you don't see,
Don't get it.
we don't get it. We don't have any proof of that. She just doesn't. I mean, she said she felt bullied,
Yeah.
but
There
we've
was no
never.
explanation. Yeah, there was just no explanation for any of it. And so it ended up coming off as like these girls are just choosing to pick on Maria, which logically doesn't make sense. Why would four different women all have an issue with Maria? I'm
Well,
not saying.
there was the one that had the issue that Maria had the issue with, and that's the one. And then the other three.
Medina, so it was Medina was, but so okay, Medina didn't even really have an issue with Maria. It was Sydney who overheard Maria saying this and went back and told Medina. So Medina was upset. What I have found out since then is that Maria approached Medina several times trying to get Medina to tell her who snitched to you, who told you this, who did this, and she wouldn't let it go. And Medina was like, I don't care. So Medina did feel bullied because she didn't want to spill this tea. She's trying to like squash it. Medina is smart. Medina is a therapist. She's 31. She's intelligent. She knows that she doesn't want this to be her storyline. So she's like, let it go. She never once told who said what. So that was an issue that really didn't play out on screen. But you now have Sydney who started it, Medina who's trying to shut it down. Then we had Leia and Jess who picked it up after Sydney left and just kind of ran with it in weird ways.
Yeah, but they ran with it in a weird way that was irrelevant. What's
Yeah.
relevant is that, Medina went home, and that Sydney ruined any chances for Medina because of the way she handled things. That's how I feel
100%.
anyway.
Oh, that's a really good point, Shauna, because I don't think I've heard people say that is like Sydney ruined Medina's chances because she wouldn't let it go.
And
Sydney,
she's the one who told him.
yeah,
And
she
then
she's the one who told
after she
Medina. She
told,
didn't have to tell Medina in the first place. Like,
well,
if
but
she
even
would
if
have
she
just
had
let
told
it be.
Medina, it's Medina's story to confront Maria and Mar her and Medina's story to tell Joey. It was not whatever her name is now, I can't
Sydney's,
remember.
yeah.
It was not Sydney's story to tell. And
Yeah.
Sydney took it not one episode, not two episodes, but she had to make herself relevant by doing this and by taking Joey and telling Joey hearsay, well, I heard this and this is how so and so feels.
No,
And
she didn't
then
even say I heard. She put herself in it and she made it all about her while trying to pretend it was about Medina. And
exactly. And so when they came back to the couch and Medina had said she felt bullied, and then Sydney's like, well, I felt bullied.
yeah.
How the fuck, Sydney, did you feel bullied when nobody was talking to you?
Yeah. And to like, I do. So Maria reminds me a lot of myself, which is why I can both defend her and criticize her because I know that I am not everyone's cup of tea. And I know
Yes, you are.
I can be, shut up. Like, I know I can be assertive. And I know that a lot of people don't like assertiveness. So I get it. But I think that Sydney got some bad advice from her friend Ashley Iaconetti. I think that she trusted the wrong people. I think she trusted the producers. And I think she wasn't reading the reality. Like, the second that Sydney got voted off on that two-on-one date, Sydney should have known she was not going to be portrayed well. Because if you were going to get a good edit, you would not have been sent home. She should have known
then. Yes, that's true.
She should have known then her edit was going to be bad. But for whatever reason, she didn't pick up on that. So she went online and started completely starting a smear campaign against Maria. And that's where Sydney fucked up.
I don't see any of that because I don't follow them. I don't want to know until afterwards. It's, you know, because I'm just so afraid there's going to be something in there that I read that's going to ruin it all for
me. Which
has
happened to me a few times. I like, to be fair, I don't really know who wins because I've seen so many different spoilers. I don't know what's real. But yeah, it's hard being a content creator because you fucking get spoiled. But so
and you do follow them and you do establish a relationship with them like you have with Maria.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to, I do have a question for Maria. Maria, in case you're listening, as a fellow Canadian who lives in the United States, why were you on the U.S. side of the Niagara Falls if you are if you work in Ontario? And why?
Because I've done that ride. I've done that ride. It goes from the Canadian side to the U.S. side.
That's the boat.
Yeah.
She doesn't take the boat every day to work. She's even said that was the first time she ever took the boat. I want to know why she lives in the U.S. and is an administrative assistant and drives to Canada every day.
Does she live
in work?
I thought she lived in Ontario.
Well, that's what I thought too, but her hometown was not in Ontario. It was at Niagara Falls, New York side.
Well, okay. I don't know if that's true because we only see them doing the boat ride, which does go on both sides of Canada. And then Ontario is only an hour and some change away from Niagara Falls.
It's right beside.
Yeah, it's right there. So
the town that she's from is right on the border.
Yeah, so I don't know why people are thinking she wasn't at her actual hometown. It's easy to drive from Niagara Falls to there.
Yeah, no, it's a 20-minute over the
bridge. The only reason why I wasn't sure she was at her actual house is because I've seen pictures of her at a pool with her dad. Like, oh no, so her opening package, she's sitting at a pool. It looks like a home pool with her dad. So that was my thing. It's like, this house doesn't look the same. Like, it's not giving the same vibes as what I thought you guys had. But maybe that wasn't them. Who knows? And honestly, Shauna,
saying, Maria, if you are listening,
yeah,
please do me a favor and let Ray know where you filmed your hometown. Because this Canadian girl, even though I've been in the U.S. for 50 something years, wants to know.
Yes, we will.
Because
we will.
I'm an attention to details person. And
we'll ask her.
And so I need you to ask. If you hear that, Maria, please respond to Ray.
You should have messaged me last week. Now she's probably like over it. But okay. All right. So it was, you know, end of the episode. Who do you think had the best fantasy suites?
Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you and I were text arguing last night text disagreeing. And at one point I said, gave up and I said, okay, let's agree to disagree. And you still wouldn't let it go.
I think I'm upset, Shauna, because the way that they're portraying this makes it seem like Kelsey is leaving, and I just can't accept that.
Neither can I, because that's who I've been saying, you know, privately when we had dinner. I even said that that's who I thought it was going to be.
You've been saying that even on my poster, like, you think that I'm going to win, and I didn't because, again, the spoilers are all over the place, so I don't know, but I was very much like, I didn't think it was going to be Kelsey, and now I'm really bought into it being Kelsey, so if it's not, I'm going to be heartbroken.
Yeah, I mean, we also didn't think Jen was going to get sent home.
I didn't see that coming at all. That was like completely mind-boggling.
That's why I'm interested to see what she says next week, because
Another thing that I was talking about with some people is like the connection again with Rachel and him. I think he likes Rachel. I think he like has a deep caring relationship with Rachel. I don't see the sexual chemistry, which I feel like is important in any relationship. But I also know that leads will bring somebody far because they want to see them be the next lead. Nick Viall did it with Rachel Lindsay. Rachel Lindsay did it with Eric Bigger. I could see him doing that with Rachel. Not, again, not out of pity or anything. Not like just, I think he genuinely cares about her. But it makes sense to keep her to see where her story goes.
Over Maria? We already know why he sent Maria home.
Right. And I, like, okay, listen, I love Maria, but I don't
know. So do I, but I don't.
I don't want to watch a season. I don't want to watch a season of Maria pretending she wants to be married. I don't want to see it.
Neither do I. And that's why I really hope that Jess is the one that's chosen.
You mean Jen.
I'm sorry, Jen is the one chosen, not Rachel. I really would like to see, and I know, you know, this is going to cause an uproar on your podcast, and you can edit me out, but I really want to see an Asian lead.
Rachel's Asian too, though.
No, Asian. Full Asian.
Rachel is full Asian.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is. She's Samoan and Filipino.
Her dad's Samoan?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think her dad was Samoan.
Yeah. He's he, like, what she said was that he is from Hawaii. He is native to Hawaii, which is typically Samoan. But yeah, she is Asian. She's 100. She is as Asian as Jen is, I would say.
Jen's 100%. She's Vietnamese.
She's 100% Vietnamese. Rachel is a mixture of Asian descent. Because Samoan is still an Asian descent.
No, you're right. You are 100% right. And Hawaii is a melting pot of Asian communities and cultures. Mm-hmm. You know, and I mean,
Samoan's got a little black in there too, but
yeah, and they've got their own island,
yeah,
too. And
so, that I messaged Rachel to ask, she normally responds back to me, she didn't respond back to me on this because I was trying to ask, like, what is your entire heritage? But yeah, I think I am 90% sure that her dad is Samoan. I don't think her dad is Filipino just based on them focusing on her mom.
He's not because. The two, her and her sister, are darker skinned.
Yeah,
and like everybody her dad. Else that was at that party.
Yeah,
but that's why I didn't think Samoan because. But you are right. Some Samoans are darker, but there's also Palau.
Yeah,
the island of Palau, which is beside the Samoan island. Yeah, part. But okay, I guess how do I say this? That I really would like to see a Southeast Asian, 100%, no mixture.
I would love it. That's I am totally fine. I have Jen and Rachel. Want to see one of them too. I think Jen gave us a lot more personality and a lot more to, like, work with. So I could see that happening.
I would love that. I don't want to say I think Rachel would be boring because that's not fair. But there's a reason why I didn't watch Zach's season.
And I think Rachel would be a lead like Zach was, where she's very serious and very much wants her lead. I enjoyed Zach's season. I'm not gonna say it was the best one ever, but I genuinely think him and Katie are well suited, and I think they're gonna actually get married, whereas so many, like, leads in the past are not gonna get married. And I'm sorry, right. But as much as I think a Maria season would be funny and, like, entertaining, I think it's gonna bring us a lot of fuck boys, and I don't think that she's, you know what, I feel like Maria would be the first female what's his name, Brad Womack, where she doesn't pick a winner.
Twice.
They bring her back on.
Oh my God, no, I didn't even think about that. But no, I don't think they're gonna. I mean, there's been somewhat of a trend, and I mean, I'm sorry, I don't mean to bring race in it, but we're dealing with a white man right now. So we had a black bachelorette. We now have a white bachelor. So we can't go to a white bachelorette. Because they're really trying to bring the audience and bringing more variety in with the younger generation, not with us old fogies like me who've been watching it since Alex season. So
yeah.
I don't know. Plus there's new people. I mean, Fleiss is gone.
So listening to Game of Roses, they made a really good point that
I have no idea who any of those are, by the way.
Game of Roses is one of the biggest podcasts, but they made a really good point that a season of Jen as the lead would be phenomenal. It would bring in the Asian community more. It would show diversity. It'd be great. But a season with Maria would bring the ratings up. So it's going to depend on which way they want to lean, to be honest. I hope that they go.
And no Bachelor in Paradise this year.
That's not confirmed yet, but it is the
Yes, it
rumor.
is.
You saw it confirmed? I have
ABC.
ABC let it
ABC
out.
confirmed. Oh, yeah.
Well, I didn't
I
see
don't
that.
read anything else but what comes out of ABC.
I was listening to Game of Roses, and Game of Roses said it wasn't confirmed, it was just a rumor.
Okay. Well, we don't even, I mean, they're still casting currently for the Golden Bachelorette.
Right. So who knows what's going on with them?
Yeah, I mean, what are we going to do between now and May when the Bachelorettes, I guess, I mean, are they going to be filling them all at once?
I
Do
don't
they
know, but
have
I'm
their
going to be
Bachelorette?
watching older seasons, so I don't know what's going to happen. I'm just, listen, my vote is for an Asian lead, period. If you pick Maria, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going to not watch regardless. But in my order of who I would like Jen, Rachel, Lexi, Maria. That is my top four choices for Bachelorette. I already said Jen because I want an Asian lead, Rachel because I want an Asian lead, Lexi because I think she needs to get married and pregnant like yesterday. And so I feel like this would be a really interesting season for like we need to pick mature guys who are ready to get married right now. I think it'd just be interesting. And then
Well,
Maria,
isn't she the
fun.
one who came out and said that she had her eggs frozen?
Yeah. And that's why like
But
Lexi,
that by
I'm
doing that though, she has taken the. So I think that's going to come. That's something that's going to be talked about
It
at.
is. They said you read that when you were reading what's going to happen. They're going to talk about that. But that's why I think she'd be a really good lead because she's looking for men who are seriously ready to get married. And I could see her picking a man and them doing a wedding 6 months later, like an on-camera wedding 6 months later
Like the
because
Golden Bachelor.
because she's ready. She has to go. She has a timeline. So
But
that's
how do
why.
they weed out men who are dating with intention that want to get married that quickly in their 30s? I
Well,
mean,
you show them this is who the lead is going to be. You say like this lead is right, like she's frozen her egg, she's ready to get married. Where are you in your timeline? It's going to be hard because most of these men do not apply to the show. Most of these men are recruited or somebody has submitted them. So it is going to be hard. It's not going to be like an easy task, but I feel like that would just be an interesting season to see personally. It'd be different. It would be higher stakes. So that's why I
well,
like.
and it would be nice for a change to see a lead that's in their 30s.
Yeah, it
Not
would be.
30, in their
Yeah,
30s.
good
Because we
point.
haven't
And
had that in a long time. That's
not
why
like.
when you posted that thing, I don't even know what it was for. I was like, sign me up. I mean, because I'm too young for Golden
Oh
and too
yeah,
old for
there's a new
Bachelor.
show casting for a Generation X or Xennials, if you
Oh,
remember.
is it for Xennials? It's not.
It said
Oh.
Xennials, it said anyone over 40. So that's Xennials and Generation X.
Well, no, Gen Z's.
No, Gen Z is young. Gen Z is younger than me. Gen Z is in their 20s.
Well, I'm a Gen X,
Yeah,
and
so
this
there's
Gen
Gen X,
X wants.
then there's Xennials, which are in between Millennials and Gen Z. So most Xennials are like 40, 41, 42, 43. And
Got
then
it. Yeah, because the cutoff, it's 42, right, for Gen Z. The cutoff.
Gen Z is below Millennials, honey. Gen Z.
Gen X, I'm sorry. Gen X is 42
Yeah, the
to.
official cutoff for Gen X is 42. But like my sister, who is 42, she calls herself a Xennial because she is right at the tip of Millennials, but identifies more with Gen Z. So they call themselves Xennials, and that in between of like we're not quite here, but we're not quite there. So I am a full Millennial. I'm 37.
Yeah, I know.
So.
Oh, wait, here's the definition of Xennials. Xennials are the micro generation of people on the cusp of Generation X and Millennials.
Yeah.
Many are born from 77 to 83, though some extended in either direction. Interesting.
Yep.
Huh. They're not baby. They're usually Xennials are usually almost exclusively the children of baby boomers.
Exactly.
And it was Xennial is a word that has been added to the Oxford Dictionary. Dear goodness gracious, I find things when I'm talking to you that I never thought I would find. But yes, I'm well aware of how old you are, how much, younger that I could be technically your mother. I get it all. I'm good with it because you have a mature soul and you're just authentically you.
Thank you. I appreciate
And that
that,
was something I found when having dinner with you. You really are authentically you. I liked the way you leaned over and asked the people, but the
Shauna.
way, no, but the way you did it was done with some humor and some grace. Most people just go, like me, excuse me, I'm sorry to interrupt, but what is that? And you did it in a different way. And so
And
there's
we
a
ended up
special.
talking at both tables. We were like best friends at both tables the whole night. It was
We
so much
were.
fun.
We were. And they wanted, I mean, the best was is that the table of four without the older lady, because there was a table of four that was a cu two couples, and then there was the three younger women with the old with one of their
It's
mothers.
four women, Shauna. You don't got to point out their ages.
Well, no. One of them wanted, no, because one of them really didn't want to talk to us, but the table with the two couples, when they saw that we got all the desserts, they wanted to know which one was the best dessert and why. And for all of you that want to know, I went to a vegan restaurant. I'm not talking about semi-vegan. I'm not talking about partially vegan. I went to a full-on vegan restaurant where the alcohol was vegan.
Yes.
And these desserts,
They were so good.
this ch chocolate chip cookie thing that wasn't, it was beets. I'm tell in a skillet. Tasted like any chocolate chip cookie I've
We
ever had
got
in my life.
so they had four different desserts. We got three of them because one of them just we weren't
It
like,
was a creme brulee
yeah,
or a.
we were. It was no, because I like creme brulee. It was something
No,
different.
it was.
It
Oh,
was
I'll
a mousse
think
or
of it.
something, wasn't it? I don't remember. It was something that just
No,
been.
she's. No, it was the
Oh no,
cheesecake.
it was the cheesecake. She said it was too sweet. And I love cheesecake. That is like my favorite dessert, but she said it was really, really sweet. And because I'm diabetic, I don't really do a lot of sweet things. So we got the apple tart, the chocolate.
You got the apple tart, and it was an apple
It was
crisp.
perfect for me. Apple crisp, yeah, it was perfect. And then that chocolate thing that was made out of beets, and then the
Chocolate
cookie.
lava cake.
Yeah, then the cookie with the ice cream. And they were all phenomenal. And I don't even like chocolate like that, but that beet thing was amazing. I love beets. It was everything we ate that night was so good. The next mornings I brought my food home, my meal, my dinner home with me, because of course you gotta save room for dessert. So I brought my dinner home with me and I ate that the next day and it was phenomenal. So it was a great night. Definitely gonna go back. I'm not gonna be vegan forever, but you really helped support me in my month of trying it out. So I appreciate
Well, now I may be having to,
yeah,
and
you know,
so I
healthy fun.
saw my sister a couple of days after that, and I had told her, I said, "Have you been to this place on Union?" She's like, "Oh yeah, we go all the time when Steve comes in town." Steve is her ex-stepfather, and he's kosher, so it's just easier to do vegan when you're kosher, because there's not a lot of places in San Francisco that do that, and so she was saying that she absolutely loves it. But what amazed me is that they had vodka, they had champagne, they had every kind of gin. They had a full bar that was all made vegan. And I didn't know, I mean, I knew about vegan wines for, and the cloth that they use and how it became vegan, because most wines they don't, they use a cheesecloth. But I was surprised, and it was great. It was really great. And I'm glad that I got to try a new place because that is somewhere I would go.
Yes, well, definitely let's go back next time I'm there. Shauna, thank you so much for joining me this week.
Thank you
This
for
was a
having me.
lot to unpack, but we got through it. All the gossip, all the tea, all our speculations, all our disagreements. I should go to law school.
Oh, yes, that was one of my comments to her last night. There are times when I just want to give in, and I do, and she doesn't let it go. But I'm telling you, she still makes it funny.
Yeah,
She
because we
does. She
all in
puts
love.
things on her text messages that make it funny, so that like even though you want to pull your hair out, you still realize like she's serious, but she
Joking.
make but joking, but serious.
It's like, and, I'm like, this is, I'm not just saying this, I'm talking out my ass, but I don't really care. It's funny. It's like, I'm laughing, but like, let's be real. So, cause I'm
gonna, but at least I was right on one thing finally.
I think, yeah, I think you might be right. And
no, just right on the I love you. And so is everybody else that messaged you.
A few people messaged me, but you were the first one who messaged me about it. And I was like, how did I miss that? That's what made me go back and rewatch it. So I was like, what the fuck was I doing? But it's hard to read. That's why I don't have a Clubhouse running at the time, because I can't multitask. I'm not good at that.
But I thought when you did the Clubhouse, because of the time difference, unfortunately, for those of you who are listening, I was never able to join. I'm in the West Coast. She's on the East Coast. But even on Clubhouse, I thought you were silent during the show, and you only came off during commercials.
I would have to leave it completely to record, because Clubhouse uses your mic and you can't have something else using your mic while you try to record. And so it's just tedious to do that. And it kills your battery faster. It's just frustrating. So yeah, I don't do it, but I am thinking about doing a Clubhouse on Wednesdays. So after everybody has watched, then Wednesday nights we get on and we recap, we talk about it, because I do miss my friends. I do miss talking about it live. So we'll see how that goes. Cause I record on Tuesdays and the podcast comes out. So we'll see. I don't know. I gotta fit it all in, but anyway, it was great talking to you. Thank you so much. And yeah, we'll see you next week.
Bye. Okay. Bye everyone.
Thank you for joining me, and a special shout out to my guests. All of their social media and page info can be found in the show notes. If you liked what you heard, please like, subscribe, and follow this podcast and my Instagram page at kickingit_Rae. That's RAE. Theme song was created by Chad Milner, and producing and editing was all done by me. See you next week.